Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show from 2009, a classic show with comedian Bert Kreischer. You'll hear it next.
Don't be afraid to let on
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Once again, thanks for joining us. Christy Lee at the news desk. We have Chick McGee at Sports Control.
Hello.
And a comedian slash professional party animal.
Bert, oh, you just made my parents so proud.
Bert Kreischer is our guest. I'm guessing they're pretty happy you stuck with the family name rather than give yourself a stage name.
Yeah, they were trying to me to change it to Flash.
Now, the reason I said that is I was reading some information about you yesterday. You were, in fact, at some point voted the number one party animal. Was this when you were in school?
Where was this?
At Florida State University. I was I was voted the number one party animal in the country by Rolling Stone magazine.
Wow.
Oh, it changed my life. Oliver Stone optioned the rights to my life right out of college. I got into stand-up, and then in typical Hollywood development, the movie that Oliver Stone started became the movie Van Wilder. So
no kidding.
Yeah, so theoretically that's based on my life, but I didn't make any money. So. Yeah, Florida State.
Van Wilder, yeah.
I love Van Wilder.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I look nothing like Ryan Reynolds.
My biggest man crush. Ryan. I love him.
Uh-huh. So you were a maniacal party animal then in college?
Yeah, I was just telling Bob, I was a singer-songwriter cruise last week. I'm a singer-songwriter as well. I was in a band at Florida State, right? Check this out.
Right.
Called Giving Out Spankings. We got a great guitarist. So good, in fact, I realized I got to kick him out before he kicks me out because I was a horrible singer and a horrible songwriter. Every one of my songs had a whoa ho in it. Whenever I was at a loss of anything, whoa ho. So we kicked this guitarist out, right? I'm like, sorry, Mark, you just don't have the chops, man. You're not giving out Spankings material. He's like, I'm going to start a band 10 times better than your band. You're going to wish you had kept me in. I was like, good luck.
Uh-huh.
He started a band called Creed.
It's a pretty good band.
Way to go.
They're good. Yeah.
I love a story with a happy ending.
Yeah. I got those all around. That is the story of my life. Close to being, and then nothing.
But you were a number one party animal.
Oh, yeah. I got so much money out of that.
Yeah.
As he sits on a beach and counts his money.
How did Rolling Stone do this survey?
It was more like media. They were looking to write an article on Florida State, and they did. And they called like five people, and they said, you know, who should we stay with? And each of the people said, you should talk to Bert. You should talk to Bert. And then finally, the guys just called me and came and stayed with me. And then when they tried to write the article, it was too vague. So he's like, you know what? I had some really kind of crazy stories in the article that we cannot talk about on air.
Uh-huh.
But he was like, let's just make it about this kid and change his life forever.
Well, Playboy does the top 10 party schools.
And Rolling Stone and Florida State was the number one party school in the country at the time.
So then, so you're saying that you were the number one party animal at the number one party school.
Yeah. Still am.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
36 years old, two kids, married. I still party. As a testament to the letters of, did you get that letter by any chance?
Which letter was
I
that?
I have the letter in front of me.
I was supposed to do I did a festival last week in Asheville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked if I would like to stay at a bed and breakfast. And I said, that would be great. I stayed there before. I love the place. So they said, we want to have a reservation for Bert. And they declined my reservation with an explanation. And it's...
Would you like me to read the explanation?
Oh, they sent it to you in a letter. Okay.
Go ahead, letter to your manager, I'm assuming,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Greg. This is the guy's name.
Okay.
Hi, Greg. Nice to hear from you. We hope everything is well. We would be interested in offering a room at another time, but I will decline Bert with an explanation.
And I have some rebuttals as we go along, please.
I considered discussing this with you after Bert's last day, but decided to let it go. But now I do feel a need to tell you.
Should have kept it to yourself.
We do realize everyone's lifestyles are different, but we do not feel that Bert was respectable of our home and staff.
Just for the record, I'm a heterosexual, okay? I don't want you to think that's the lifestyle they're talking
Fair
about,
enough.
That
Fair
I'm
enough.
Running young boys in and out of this bed and breakfast at all hours.
I gotcha.
So this is a bed and breakfast.
In Asheville.
In Asheville, North Carolina.
For many years, I've called someone else's house.
That's what I said! It's so uncomfortable! Keep reading, sorry.
I can't stay at them. I can't stay at anyone else's house, actually.
It doesn't
No matter where I go, I stay in a hotel. I can't bear being in anyone else's house at all.
And the letter goes on to say...
That's a subject for another day.
No, you're going to agree with me 100% on this, Tom.
Right. I wouldn't go to a bed and breakfast anyway because it's someone else's house.
That's right.
Yes!
He did not get up or check out until 1 p.m. Our checkout is 11.
It's a bed and breakfast in Asheville. It's not like there's carpetbaggers lined up around the corner. I got a bill of sale right here. Come on, let's be honest. There was only two people when I was there, and there's five rooms. Go ahead.
When he did leave, he did not let us know he was leaving or offer a goodbye or thank you for accommodating.
What am I supposed to be like? See ya! I'm out of here!
You were the best ever.
Yeah, knock on door to door, flush all the toilets.
I want to move in permanently.
Can I clean your bathroom?
Yeah, because mine smells like hell.
Because I'll tell you what.
You're not going to be able to use this one for
Wow. I just dropped a deuce. Can you call the paper?
Wow.
They got to get a photographer out here.
Just sticking your hand out of the bathroom. I need more toilet paper.
just like
home. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
The room was left in a manner we did not expect.
Uh-huh.
The room stunk, in all capitals, of alcohol/beer. I really do not see how one or even two people could drink that much in one day.
It was very easy. You just wake up early and start then.
There were empty bottles left all over the room. The smell was so strong, I felt I was walking into a bar.
Uh-huh. I love how that's one of her complaints. There's empty bottles all over the room. Like, I'm supposed to line them up around the walls like Howard Hughes. Would that have made it more acceptable?
Or do the pyramid.
Yeah, do a pyramid. Like, what has this guy been doing in here?
With a pyramid, with a pile
of my fingernails next to it? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
We had to open the windows to air out the room and deodorize with cleaning products we normally do not have to use to have it presentable for our next guest.
They're now going to call it the Massengale Suite.
Our check-in is 3 to 6.
We had to douche the room.
So there was a lot of work to do in a short period of time.
Them in their hazmat suits. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my.
Mr. I don't know how to pronounce
Kreischer.
Your last name. Kreischer?
Yes.
Mr. Kreischer did not come to breakfast, nor let us know not to prepare for him.
I didn't know
you took the breakfast out of bed and breakfast.
I didn't know they're waiting for me with cold waffles. Like, where is he? Like, would they really want me to come down in my underwear, stinking of alcohol? Like, all right, we can eat now.
So, really, you just went to a bed.
I didn't know you were supposed to eat breakfast with these strangers.
Well, it says bed and breakfast. I think that
it's
all right there in the name.
Yeah, that's what it goes together. When he
now I realize that.
When he did meet a guest, he was not very friendly, which is not required when staying at a bed and breakfast, but I would have thought he would have prompted himself with pleasantries.
You were too hungover to really
I didn't know.
Care.
I thought he worked there, and so when I saw him, I said, hey, can I get some more towels? And this poor guy went to his room and got his towels and gave them to me. And then I shut the door.
Well, how are you to know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they don't wear those little uniforms with the double-breasted suit and the little hat.
He's in khakis and a button-down. I'm like, hey, can I get some towels? This poor guy would not last a day in prison. He was like, oh, sure thing.
Sure.
How do you know that?
I'm just guessing.
Maybe that's how he got that way.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I'm guessing you spent a few overnights in.
I've been put in the back of a cop car a couple times
in county. Mm-hmm. Okay.
To top it all off, he did not leave a tip for our housekeeping staff.
Not
required, but as you know, in the service industry, most people are considerate of those waiting on them and cleaning up after.
Isn't that included in the price?
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Put that on my pillow. Say, hey, you're supposed to tip these people.
You're supposed to tip the housekeeper.
I thought it would be disrespectful.
Yes. Because
it's that lady's house. It's like leaving money for your grandmother. Like, hey, grandma.
No. You don't leave a tip at hotels?
No.
Thank you.
Don't?
No.
Yes, you're supposed to leave a tip
supposed to
the maid.
Supposed to tip the maid.
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Well, no one ever told me that. Well,
no one told me either, by the way.
Here's the key. If you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're staying in a place for several days, find the maid that's going to clean your room and tip him or her
up front.
Up front makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah,
believe me.
Good to know.
Yeah, I usually.
So how much a day? What are we talking?
$10?
You go according to the price of the room.
Depends on the price.
$10 a day?
Yeah, I do. I usually do $10 a day.
Depends on what kind of hotel it is. If it's a high end hotel or,
huh.
But it will really help. Because
people don't know that you're supposed to tip.
If you do that, if you give them $10, typically they'll give you the key to the hotel towel room.
Really?
Write a nice little note.
And then they usually.
Are you serious?
But if you
write a note?
Yes.
But if you do it when you leave.
Wait, write a note. What hotels are you staying at?
I can't.
They can read English, first of all.
I was going to say, I can't write Spanish. And,
yeah.
No,
hola,
no tip,
como
tip,
está usted?
They know it. Thank you.
No, but typically, if you give it to them in advance, then you get the upgrade in service.
That's such a dicey maneuver to just hope that you find the right one, and then hope that she is what if you, working all
but at
week.
The, at the bed and breakfast. Pick the maid that isn't yours.
At the, well, that's,
well
then
I don't
you're
do what he
to.
Does. Oh. I just
okay.
I
just wait till they come in? Usually if I'm gone with the maid. Is,
yeah, just get totally naked and wait till she comes in and surprise her with money. Boo!
That's hola, Consuelo.
At the bed and breakfast, it would, I guess it'd be a little longer. So this is your house? Hey, yeah. here's $5.
That's what I thought.
Like, this is
it
your
just
house?
Slide it to her, whereas you shake her hand on the way out. Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. And keep that. That's for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, I heard the noise last night from your place.
Woo!
Woo! Party. Wow. Who would have thought that Lloyd was a screamer?
Is there more?
Oh, well, just
it's
the end.
Pretty much that's the end.
Yeah, that's pretty much the end.
She asked. She's upset.
Joe
that I
did
didn't...
not want me to tell you of this experience, but I feel you need to know. I do hope you will keep us in mind in the future, and I certainly hope my honesty does not create uncomfortable or hard feelings. But they will not be letting Mr. Kreischer stay there again.
So, Bert Kreischer, who was our guest, has the distinction of being asked not to come back to a bed and breakfast. Were you alone in the room?
Yeah.
Just drinking beer by yourself all day?
By myself in my grandmother's house. That's what it was like. You can't move because everything creaks.
Oh,
and
sure.
You're just getting hammered. Like, kind of hammered where you wake up and you, like, look into your pockets. You're like, where'd all my money go?
Uh-huh.
And the only thing scarier than that is reaching in your pocket to find an extra $750. You're like, what did I do last night?
What did I do?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bert, once again, has been voted the number one party animal in the country from Rolling Stone magazine. That was quite a few years ago, I gather.
About 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now you mentioned in passing you are married with children. Is that correct?
Yeah, married with two kids. And I apply.
How old are they?
Oh, 4 and 2, I think.
Last time
don't,
I checked.
Don't.
I'm on the road a lot.
They could be 5 and 3 now.
You never know. Is June coming up?
Wow.
I know how that can be. You have to sometimes stop and do the math. I've called my children the names of my dogs. It happens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm a horrible parent.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, a lot of comics are like, I'm a fantastic parent. I'm a horrible parent. I was my youngest had a nightmare the other night. Mm-hmm. I was home, and my youngest had a nightmare, and I went in. They sleep in the same room. I go, Georgia, that's my oldest. I go, you tell baby Isla a story to calm her down. And my oldest, is like, it's on, Daddy. Uh-huh. Or she didn't say that, but whatever she said, that's what
her eyes lit up at, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I go out, pour myself a drink, turn on the baby monitor, and I hear my oldest tell my youngest the story of the boy who cried wolf.
Uh-huh.
Except she left out the cried wolf part and just told her a story about a boy who cried and then a wolf got him.
Oh, jeez.
You could hear the anxiety just building. Like,
new interpretation.
Where's the wolf? Where's the wolf? It's under your bed. It's going to get you.
You are a terrible parent. I agree.
Oh, it's the story of Santa Claus.
Mm.
What about
you guys familiar with Santa Claus?
Yes,
I've heard of him.
But don't throw a spoiler out on the air. Don't do a spoiler.
Uh-huh, I still believe.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know the story of Santa,
uh-huh.
And my daughter was like, "Daddy, tell me the story of Santa." I was like,
"No,
what's this? There's no story." She's like, "How can there not be a story?" And then I'm like, oh my gosh, is this like the bad parenting you do that turns them into a stripper because you didn't tell the story right? So I'm like, oh, you mean Santa, Jesus's brother, Santa? She's like, Jesus and Santa were brothers? I'm like, oh yeah. And when the Jews came after Jesus, Santa was like, I'm bouncing. And he went to the North Pole and hit out with a bunch of dwarfs. And then one day this dwarf was like, dude, they killed your brother. And he was like, oh, I'm going to get them. And they're like, calm down, Santa, calm down. Your blood pressure is going up. And he's like, you're right, you're right. All right, here's what I'm going to do. On my brother's birthday, I'm going to give every kid that didn't kill my brother a present. And that's how we got Santa Claus.
You are really a bad parent.
There you go.
I agree. Bert Kreischer, terrible parent.
Oh,
party
man.
Animal.
I wish I was magic just when I got pulled over and the cops would be like, can I search your car? I could go, you'll find no drugs in this car. As a matter of fact, the marijuana is behind your ear.
that'll work.
Yeah.
A good idea there.
I voted for Barack Obama with the same kind of enthusiasm you have when you nominate a friend to be in a magic trick.
Uh-huh.
Like, go ahead, he'll do it. Yeah, see. Get in the box. See what happens. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. Uh-huh. Bert Kreischer is our guest. And Bert, we
has
have
a lot of energy for early in the morning.
No.
You weren't ready for this, were you?
Yeah. And a lovely laugh.
I was not ready.
Wow. Yeah, I dated a woman that had a laugh like that once. You know, wow.
She number one.
Yeah, talk about a deal killer.
Oh,
wow. It's a shame you've got that great body, tremendous personality, huge breast. But I'm sorry.
I thought that was a noise cue. I didn't think that was real. Oh, no, that's me.
That's a deal killer right there.
Oh, my.
Now, but for a man, it's different. Christy, I'm sure you find that very attractive.
Well, not burnt.
Is something happening
burnt
right now?
I mean the laugh.
No. That would be, I'm sorry, the laugh would be a little annoying after a while. Put a few beers in. Well, you know,
don't worry.
I'll try to enjoy myself for the rest of the show.
If you two were together, there wouldn't probably be a lot of laughs.
Yeah. It'd be mostly sobbing.
Have you ever dated a guy uglier than me?
I've heard.
I'm in the wheelhouse?
Ugly. Yeah.
You're not a bad looking guy, Bert. Give yourself a break. You got a big full beard.
Yeah, but that's only because I'm fat.
Is that why you do that?
Oh, yeah.
You
look
make
at this.
You look. Oh,
God. Oh, my God.
I didn't need to see that. Only a woman
you know
would
what,
settle
though?
For.
It's a tan.
A gay man doesn't look at this like, hello. Uh-huh. But a woman looks at it like, well, at least you won't cheat on me.
It's a tan fat.
You're a tan fat. Thank
fat.
You.
You're a bear, you know.
Yeah, me and you could yeah, really bears, tear baby. Up a gay club.
Oh, yeah.
We would walk in like, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Do this thing. Tonight. Who wants to get weird? We're getting weird. Me and Bert at the Ramrod.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.